The Daily News article audio. Today, in Human Interest. Delta increases cash offer to passengers who give up seats. Delta Airlines employees may now offer nearly $10,000 in compensation to customers who will give up seats on overbooked flights. It is legal for airlines to remove passengers from overbooked flights in exchange for cash. In 2016, Delta paid passengers who gave up their seats $1,350 each, which is higher than what most airlines give. Because of this, Delta had the least number of passengers removed from flights against their will. This year, Delta increased the amount of money its employees may offer to passengers. The airlines authorized gate agents to offer up to $2,000 and supervisors up to $9,950. Delta implemented the policy change following an incident involving another company. United Airlines faced great criticism after its security officers used physical force to remove a 69-year-old passenger from a flight. The man, who was asked to give up his seat to a United Airlines crew member, hit his head and lost two teeth because of the forceful removal. United CEO apologized for what happened. The incident prompted separate investigations from United Airlines, the Congress, the Transportation Department, and the local government of Chicago, where United's office is located. In an attempt at damage control, United Airlines changed its policy to ensure that crew members traveling on their planes have their seat assignments at least an hour before departure. Other airlines have also revised their policies due to the incident. For instance, American Airlines changed its rules so that passengers who have already boarded a plane cannot be removed to give the seat to someone else. Southwest Airlines also reviewed its guidelines about giving compensation to passengers. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated. Chances for everyone, everywhere.